now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, listeners everywhere. Welcome to another show, Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian entertainment news and music. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UPC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, folks, first thing is first, I have to introduce a special guest with me today. Say hello to everyone.
Hello. How's it going, Steve?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, hey, my name's Andy. I'm the music director here at CITR 101.9. And I am just so overwhelmed and baffled at times by Asian pop music that I just feel like my knowledge base is limited. And so I just wanted to sit in on the show for a bit.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Yep, yeah. Andy will be joining us for a bit today on Asian Wave 101. So tell me, what is your experience with Asian music?
About as close to zero as you could get. And that's why it's interesting for me to hear the show every week and hear what you're bringing in. Because I really don't have an idea of what's big, what sounds are big, you know, what the scene looks like over there. How it trails over to here in Vancouver and those kind of things. So
yeah, well, that's all right because we have boot camp for a little bit today. Just be a little bit of a fun time where you can check out some of the music. So I guess as a first off then, it's just really something to kind of ease you into this world a little bit. It's a song that for listeners of Korean pop music, it is something that is very, very familiar. It's the K-pop sound that we've all heard, that we all know and love. It's like, it's by a group called Lovelies. They're a girl group. And they debuted in late 2014. And initially they ran into some issues where one member actually had to withdraw temporarily because she actually had to go and receive some treatment. She had been the target of online harassment, very intense harassment. So she had to get psychiatric help and everything. But she's back now. She's doing well, and the group is doing well, too. And the song is called Kudae Ege, or that's Korean for it actually means for you. So in the usual girl group sort of style, it's very bright, it's very upbeat, very cute, it's adorable. Is what it is. And the lyrics are essentially describing kind of like their wish to be there for the one that they love, wanting to take care of them in a way and reminding them to just remain cheerful, don't skip meals. And if that fails, they'll be the ones to kind of put a smile back on their faces. So by all means, it's nothing groundbreaking. And it's the sound that, again, it's sound that it's familiar. It's what you usually associate with Korean pop music and girl groups. And but because of this familiarity, it's a good way to see kind of or hear what the industry is like. Of course, the sounds are a lot more diverse, but this is a staple. So for all the first-time listeners, Andy included, we'll see if this makes you smile. All right, that's Lovelies with For You coming up next. That was Lovelies with For You off their new 3-track single, Loveliness. So when I was watching the music video, I couldn't really help it. It was so hard for me not to smile. Now, Andy over there was actually saying that he has a bit of a, he has a question regarding this. So what is it, Nova?
Well, it's more like K-pop in general. So it's always, not confuse me. It's not like it's positive or negative, but it seems like that in North America is what we've just assumed Asian pop music is. And we just use the term K-pop as in that is what it is. But that is that only the style that made it big over here? And is it even a big deal in Korea? Or is it just that that's what got picked up in North America? And so now that's all we know is K-pop versus, I don't know, A-pop.
So A-pop as in you're saying like Asian pop, right?
Yeah.
Well, Asian pop, of course, like I use that term as sort of an all-encompassing thing because of the stuff that we talk about here on the show. K-pop in and of itself is that the style that you just heard in the song that you were just listening to, again, that is something that is extremely common. It's one of the more common sounds because they kind of like, because here's the thing, in Korea, how kind of the mainstream industry works is that bands, whenever they promote, they almost change up their image, kind of like their entire style as a group, every time that they release a new album. And that because of that is because the entire industry is kind of built around this whole idea of a rotating concept. Okay. So then the concept is, you know, it might be very cute and lovable for one, and then next moment they decide to say, okay, all our group members are of the age of majority, they're legally adults now, so now we're going to do something more restrained, we're going to do something more sultry and sexy for that. And this is kind of like how the thing is that like the Korean pop music is it's actually unbelievable how it's inspired by American music. Mm-hmm. So you listen to this and I say it's a staple, it's because it's very much inspired by the bubblegum pop music that we went through in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's not to say that they're behind on the times, but it's just that they've kind of picked up certain things from other places and kind of decided to put their own twist on it. Mm-hmm. So this one, again, it's common. Sounds are a lot more diverse, but this is kind of more what people are used to when it comes to Korean pop music, which is kind of like this upbeat dance type music.
Yeah. And so then in Korea, it is a big deal. Like they're enjoying it. It isn't just like something that's been picked up in the States or something. It's something that is actually big there and then came over here. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially.
So, yeah. Kind of. Okay.
Yeah. So the next song that I have is by a Singaporean singer-songwriter. And before we get into that, though, because this is a huge shift, kind of what was your reaction to listening to that extremely adorable song, that first song?
Well, you know, to be honest, it's just not, I'm not, musically, what I listen to is not nearly that cheery most of the time. So it's very different for me. It's jarring. So I usually do a radio show on Mondays at 3:00, and it's all this really dark noise music. So it's a big shift. It's kind of like the show before you that you have all this weird experimental music, and then it comes on with this upbeat pop. It's very it's what's unique about this place. You can just never know what you're gonna get. Mm. It's great.
Well, since we are on the topic of experimental music now, though, because this is, as I mentioned just a couple seconds ago, this is a very big shift from what we just listened to. So it's by a singer-songwriter from Singapore. His name is JJ Lin. Now, he's very famous for his songwriting abilities. He's produced and he's composed and contributed lyrics to many, many artists within the Chinese music industry. And one thing that sticks out is that many of his songs, while not written or produced badly, they're predictable. Because he does a lot of ballads. He does branch into other styles, mostly within the rock genre. That's the majority of his music does still constitute in the rock style. But this song and the album it's on, it's something completely, completely new for him. So for JJ, and because the majority of this album, which is called From Me to Myself, it was mostly done using dummy head recording.
Okay.
So Andy, do you know what that is?
No. I don't.
Okay, so dummy head recording is, to put it briefly, it's basically using like this false human head that usually the more well-built ones, they'll have like eyes and nose so that it resembles like a real human head. Most of the time, it's just in the general shape of a human head with two ears. So then two microphones, one in each ear, they'll record on separate channels, left and right. So for acoustics, that kind of creates like this really kind of really this immersive mm-hmm. stereo type of sound. So this is the first time that he's forayed into this, and he's creating like this whole listening experience, which is like almost hearing the music in a live setting. So he uses that to support the storytelling. And the song from JJ today is called Yo Meng Bu Nan, or Having a Dream Isn't Hard. And it features vocals from two people. One of them is a rapper named Mike Chang, who JJ has known for years. Apparently, they're like brothers. They have like this really close relationship. And also a guy named Shin, who's JJ's production assistant. And they've been friends for years as well. And Mike and Shin do some back and forth rapping. Shin starts, and then Mike comes in a little later. JJ does the singing bits. And basically, they speak on their lives before getting to where they're at now, being kind of in a slump, seeking a direction, and some sign of like that happy, ideal sort of ending. And music kind of helped them through that. Music is how they're seeking that, how they'll never let go of music and their dream. Music was kind of like their guide onto this path. So an initial reaction as to what you think these three artists are like.
I'm expecting a hip-hop song, I guess. But then when you're talking about Dummy Head Recording, I'm just not exactly sure what to expect. It seems very, very spatial. Mm-hmm. But, you never know.
Yeah. So this song actually does, just a quick notice that it does start off a little slow, but no need to turn your volume control up because it will pick up. But that's because of the way it was recorded. It's using a lot of this ambient noise. Like, it's not the traditional kind of recorded track, right? So let's check it out now. JJ with Having a Dream Isn't Hard, otherwise known as Adolescent.
才叫痛，为梦而哭泣让人感动，最遗憾的人生叫没有梦，不能坚持才会痛，害怕打击才会痛，逆着风勇往直前，这才是我的一贯作风。
有梦不难，跟着我去闯，有话慢慢讲，有歌轻轻唱，我用音乐在疗伤。
That was J.J. Lin with Adolescent, his first foray into dummy head recording featuring Mike Chang and Shin. So it's common in acoustic recordings, but J.J. hasn't displayed this sound before. For me, who's never really heard stuff like this, it's quite an experience. I don't know. Andy, what did you think of the dummy head recording style?
I enjoy that. I like the kind of found sound or field recording elements of it, having doors and cars in the background. And it's very dramatic. If you want dramatic impact, it seems effective. And as you were saying at the end, just throw in applause and why not?
Well, it does its job, right? Okay. Well, that's kind of one side. J.J. Lin with the experimental side. So just to move it over to a different side, I have an old favorite coming up next. It's by a Malaysian singer named Jess Lee with the song called Forced To. So this one is always a good listening choice to explore the other side of Mandarin music. You know, forcing how she's essentially thinking about how forcing feelings that don't exist is and trying to force herself to love someone she doesn't want to love is painful. It's not the sort of life that people want. And as she puts it, it would be like hugging a hot pot. Yeah, so
okay.
that's a very intense imagery right there, isn't it?
It is. I don't even know if I can picture it. It's a large pot. It's an interesting turn of phrase.
Yeah, sure. So as she says, why not do the generous thing and just let it all go? So, Andy, again, being today's special guest, what's it like hearing everything, hearing kind of like the different sounds, if you will, that this world could present?
Well, what's interesting is that you're going all over the place, too, geographically. And it'd be interesting to know how that impacts each of the sounds. So we were in Singapore, and we had one from Korea. Now, Malaysia, is that?
Malaysia, yeah. Malaysia.
So, sometimes you get really cornered into thinking of North America and the influence it has. But that actually doesn't cover all that much ground or that much border hopping. It's a lot of ground, but just two countries that are similar in its alternative pop music tastes. It's interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is one other side of it. This is kind of this is something that's a little more common. You know, that's kind of the interesting thing. This sound is a little more what you'd expect from this industry. And that's the thing, because so many people speak Mandarin Chinese, you know, the Chinese music industry doesn't just end at China.
Right.
It includes Hong Kong, Taiwan, and other places with a fair amount of Chinese speakers, including such places like Singapore and Malaysia. So a lot of crossover, a lot of artists working within cross borders, that sort of style. So let's check this one out. It's Jess Lee, Forced To, coming up next.
Tell me. Registration for the AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference on Saturday, January 16th is now open. Come hear about all the innovative research that is being conducted by fellow undergraduate students. Anyone and everyone is welcome. For more information, please visit aus.arts.ubc.ca or check us out on Facebook.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just joining us now, you are once again listening to Asian Wave 101 live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Now, Andy has stepped out, but a big thank you to Andy for dropping in today. And right before the break, we heard Jess Lee with Force 2, an old favorite of mine. Hard to believe how quickly time flies. That song is almost 2 years old now. She really sets the bar high for ballad singers. Her music has more rock influences, where most do just the straight ballads. She also doesn't need to force the notes out when she sings, so a lot more of a smoother listening experience. So up next, from Japan, a hip-hop group called Rip Slime. Now, this group has been performing together for more than two decades. A couple of the members of Rip Slime have teamed together with some other rappers in Japan, and they have formed the hip-hop group called Teriyaki Boys. So, as some of you may know them, they have a very, very famous song from that was actually featured on the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift soundtrack, and it was just a overall amazing and really fun, funky sort of song that you kind of don't really associate with Japanese hip-hop, because it was just something that was just so crazy and catchy. And I'm talking, of course, about Tokyo Drift. So this group, Rip Slime, has actually been performing together since, again, 1995, 20 years together. And I actually first heard of this song called Funktastic through a friend here at CITR, Rohit Joseph, the news director and one of the hosts of Soul Sandwich, and probably one of the coolest songs I've ever heard, period. Like, forget about, like, where it's coming from or just which hip-hop I'm comparing this to. This is easily one of the coolest hip-hop songs I've ever heard. It's this really slick mix of funk, a little bit of jazz, and even some R&B thrown in there. Now, I tried looking for the lyrics, and I couldn't find all that much, and unfortunately, I don't know that much Japanese. You'll just have to listen for yourself and decide whether or not this is dope or not. So, let's check it out now. Rip Slime, Funktastic, and after that, we have Pride, here once again with Bottom Dollar.
Funky machine, 派手なアクション、ダイナマイピーク、1東から2西 起码在 walking on free 怕他妈的打的没他 breaking us break it down taking us 風に乗って壁砕いて雨を咲いて No God take it Yo Ear 2つの国ブレンドしっかり見てな空に take off Open the fire Come come the thunder Freaking Nicky Fantastic fire Open the fireつまりなマンザーコンラグジュアリーアレスハーレム A レッツゴー君の不安と不満とブランクを打ち消しにしたファンクをちょろいモンスターどうしたすっぱだかでお宝見せあってグチグチラララファンカスティックを生だおバカさんへのザブラン結構俺のジェットジェファン
Think twice. We could be like Cosmo and Wanda. Music and lyrics under these blankets and covers. We could be like waffles and syrup. So take my hand today. We can make now until last week and turn you in here to you and me. So I'll take you to a place where you don't have to think of me.
Young lady, that's amazing, and you're perfect, I tell it. From that cute poking bottom to them perfiest melons, and you're a felon. That smile is better than fresh pancakes. I can't believe you and your stupid mandate. I know I'm saying everything too weird and really fast-paced, but I just want to cuddle your butt and give you my last name. Yeah, cause every day I give you love as a deposit. I don't need $1 million, just some cash up in my wallet to keep you up in my heart. You're scrumptious, I need a bite. Let's sit and watch Superbad eating noodles and sticky rice, and I care about everybody. We'll be out on our way.
You're the apple of my day, the juice to my Minute Maid. With that makeup on your face, I can tell that you try. And ain't no other man better than I
take you to Altus Square. Your bottom dollar, I'll be there. Through every little thing that he can't do, just keep that energy between me and you. So when you're down, you can bet your bottom dollar, I'll be there.
Take you to Austin's Fair.
Bet your bottom dollar, I'll be there.
That was Rip Slime with Funktastic, and right after that was Pride from back when he was still D-Pride, Toronto-based rapper with Bottom Dollar. He's one of the most versatile artists in Canada's hip-hop scene. He's gone through a lot these past few years, a lot of growth and a lot of struggle, and it's just cool to see how that's changing his music, kind of as how he grows and changes as an individual, how that affects his music, which remains consistently solid regardless of what he does, rap or sing. But this will lead into the next one, which we'll have a little bit later, which is kind of the transition from Bottom Dollar from 2012 to now 2016 and back in around 2015. So before we move on, just a big thank you to Andy who came in again to chill with us. Thank you again for coming in and coming into my world a little bit. And now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now the first story is something that is a little bit more newsy. A Chinese television show is being accused of plagiarizing KBS's Hello Counselor. So on January 12th, KBS issued a statement that they were reporting the plagiarism, how Chinese viewers had actually first brought this to their attention, that there was a show that looked almost uncannily exactly like the Hello Counselor in terms of the set, how the hosts are seated, how guests arrive on the show, and where the audience members are seated. So the statement reads that we have officially demanded that the broadcaster responsible immediately cease broadcast of the show in question on the grounds of infringement of publication rights. Right now, we're waiting on an official response from the broadcaster. In the event that they do not respond to our demands, we will seek assistance from China's State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television and take legal action. So the article that I was researching actually did contain some pictures and put them side by side, it actually is extremely, extremely similar. So this is another case that some people could say it's China once again plagiarizing other countries, taking whatever creative property it is. But this is sort of the argument that it's been around for a while. Now, I can't say too much on it because I am not there. I just have to take everything at face value and report them as I see them. So this is something that you could look up on your own time, make a comparison for yourself and see if it's true or not. So the next story that I have, again, it's not really a story, but I feel that it really pertains to the kind of how everything is going on today. What with Andy's arrival and kind of how he kind of talked about how Asian music is sort of is kind of moving into different parts of the world, mostly through the internet, how geographically everything is kind of tied together a little bit. And it's really just the new age and how everything is going. Because this is another critique that was posted online, kind of addressing how the industry, the Chinese music industry, is shifting away from kind of the traditional practices that they've had in the past, which they point out mostly that it's introducing new stars and new singers using shows such as the Supergirl singing competition show. But recently with boy bands from China like the TF Boys kind of building themselves a platform using the internet and spreading word of their music, their work, and kind of them as a group using these platforms online. It's really led to a lot of people to debate how they can use the internet and take advantage of the current internet era to make new stars. So again, this is something that is up for debate. It's something that everyone kind of has a bit of a thought on. So I'm not going to go too much more into that. But if you do have any thoughts on that particular subject matter, don't hesitate to send it my way, AsianWave101@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So right now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on AsianWave 101.
Vancouver neo swamp rock outfit Wooden Horsemen released their EP Sentient at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, January 14th at 8. Joining them are Afrobeat heavyweights Camaro 67 and Marimba legends Kudapira. Bring your dancing shoes to this jam-packed night of local talent. For more information, go to woodenhorseman.com.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, and coming up next, we have another song by D Pride shortly before he dropped the D and turned himself in. Renamed himself simply Pride. This one is off his mixtape Plan A, and it's called The Thrill. So I played the song before, and this really is kind of just a really marked transition for him as an artist, going from the person who was doing very, very lovable songs, very catchy songs like Bottom Dollar, and then transitioning into kind of darker, into a sort of artist who no longer thinks about too much of what his critics have to say, because he's just happy doing the music that he wants to do. And that's really kind of the idea behind The Thrill. So let's check that out now.
Shit, I want the whole thing. Still fucking bad news in my knuckle tattoos and a chick that's new to my city. I know you don't got a clue who you with, but my crew is the shit. You don't gotta worry with me. Drinking on the rooftop, don't fall down. Baby, no, we can't stop, won't stop now. Yeah, we used to wait up at the bus stop. Now we having fun and we almost number one. Like, how? We lost back then, now we about to win. Champagne on apartment balconies. You can pop a molly, baby girl, whatever, that's cool. You can do the drugs, but don't let them do you, do you? Baby girl, do you? Ain't even with the class when I'm leaving the new school. I know they got money, doesn't mean they cool. She said, I just want a time, need a night up on the town. Yeah, I drink, yeah, I smoke, yeah, I do all that shit tonight. For the thrill of it, for the thrill of it, the thrill, the thrill, the thrill. For the thrill of it, for the thrill of it, the thrill, the thrill, the thrill. Y'all know me, still same old day, from the dirty bay, hated on by most these haters. Cheese, but my bitch don't flee. I ain't gotta speak, I still don't make it listen. And I'm in the kitchen, steady potting, pan whipping. Peter Piper piping on your precious princess, youngin. You know you're fucking with your brother, incest, youngin. Said mix it down, pull it up. Teen spirit up in my cup. He ain't the hottest up in the city. I get it, boy, I don't give a fuck. 905, 416. 3 years back, they ain't on my shit. But my wardrobe on 100. No temper tantrum, but I'm throwing fits. Green teas with the match, I had for like 03 at the match. Now how crack is that? More green than a cabbage patch. So roll it up, girl, pass the grass. And I ain't gotta be underground, stay underground. So you can tell me I'm the best in the next up. Baby girl, dress up, puff your chest up. Get the eyebrows done and let's get up.
I know you know to everything, let me show you around. Oh, I know just what you want, I can show you if you're down. She said I just want a time, need a night up on the town. Yeah, I drink, yeah, I smoke, yeah, I do
it tonight for the thrill of it. Smoke.
Yeah, I do all that shit tonight for the thrill of it.
That was Pride from back when he was still D-Pride with The Thrill. Again, it's just really cool to see kind of his transition as an artist. You know, you're not really an interesting artist if you're not always developing, always changing, and always growing in your music and your work and as a person as well. So definitely go and check out more of Pride. Definitely a very standout talent in Canadian hip-hop, supporting our favorite local, not local, but our favorite indie artists. That's what we love doing here at CITR 101.9 FM. So the next song that I have is from Taiwan. It's by a singer named Miu Chu. And the song is called Feng Qi, or When the Wind Rises. Now, the song, it's sort of the sound that we've heard before, but yet we haven't heard too much of. It's more rock influence than the usual, more pop-oriented music that she delivers, and it's actually very inspirational. She's referring to when the wind rises as it picks up speed, that she and others like her will rise up and speed forward with the wind, fighting with every last ounce of their strength until the very end, never backing down, strong and fast like the wind. So let's check it out. Something a little more inspirational and uplifting to get us through the rest of the week. It's Miu Chu with When the Wind Rises on Asian Wave 101.
Shit.
That was Miu Chu with When the Wind Rises, something very uplifting and inspirational. I sincerely hope that you are now motivated like nothing else to go forward without fear, because I sure am. So the next song that I have is by Korean girl group EXID. And with this song, it's actually much more in kind of the, again, it's in the familiar EXID formula. So for the verses, you have Hani and Ellie performing the verses, Hani singing and Ellie rapping. And the chorus is split between Seorji and Hyerin, and the non-essential vocal part of the song, once again, it's taken by Changhua. And it's with this song, it's again in a very EXID style. It's very hard-hitting beat and bass with grooving synths layered on top. And what I love about this track is that it has its own hype man built into the song, randomly yelling during the verses. You'll know it once you hear it. So we're running out of time here, but after this, we'll see if we have time for one more track before the Arts Report people come in here, bringing you some of the latest news from the local arts scene, interviews and guests and all that good stuff that we love. But for now, EXID with Hot Pink. That was EXID with Hot Pink, starting a musical revolution with its built-in hype man. You obviously caught that during the song. Now that takes us to the last track of the day. It's by Taiwanese rock band Mayday with a song called Yonggan, or Bravery. Now, they are a Taiwanese indie rock band, and while artists from Taiwan usually tend to sing in Mandarin, this is not in Mandarin or Cantonese, it's in Taiwanese Hokkien. And it's another uplifting song. It's all about having the heart and the courage to tackle the world, not worrying about what could potentially happen. So that will play us out. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com, especially if you have any thoughts on China's moves to take advantage of the internet era to introduce new stars. So this has been Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time.
Welcome back, welcome everyone back. Who is listening, and to new listeners who are tuning in just especially for the Arts Report. Today, I will be your host. My name is Christine Kim, and we also have my co-host,
Ashley Park. Hello, everybody.
We are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia here on unceded Musqueam territory. And Ashley and I are both very, very happy to host today's show. We've got an exciting announcement, actually, about some special coverage we're going to start to do today. Ashley, do you want to give us a little bit, our listeners a little bit of information about what that's going to
be? Sure, guys. Well, if you guys don't know, but you should have because I kind of hinted at it last week. That means you should go listen to last week if you didn't hear it. But the 2016 international kind of festival is coming. It is Push Festival, as I was mentioning before. We have a lot of really cool stuff. And we're doing a very special coverage that is with Women's Collective and also Indigenous. We are going to be interviewing a lot of the artists here on our Arts Report and also doing a show review. So you get kind of back-to-back coverage. The artist interview will premiere, we're expecting, 1 week before their show, and then the review will be right after their show on the following Arts Report, just so you guys get a full scope of the artist's kind of, like, their message throughout their performance, and if you have the chance to go, do so. And then we will also follow up with our interpretation of how they kind of showed their expression on the stage. We're going to kind of kick it and start with a with one of the first premiere performances of Push Festival. I have an interview with dancer Akash Odedra of Akash Odedra Dance Company. And he is a British contemporary dancer who actually uses classical Indian dance techniques of Kathak and Bharatanatyam. I probably really just... clobbered that, but he says it much more better. He is very eloquent, and he will let us know more about it, and that's coming up later on.
Yeah, guys, please do stay tuned for that. And thank you so much, Ashley, for that little preview, I guess. Yeah. I hope many listeners will stay tuned. Now, just to start off the show with our very first guest, we have a violinist who is going to be in an upcoming concert called Songs of the Wasteland. His name is Mark Ferris. Mark, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Welcome.